Good morning, church. Very good morning to you all. Welcome to Newport on Tay Church of Scotland and to our service of public worship in this very nice, cold winter morning. On behalf of our congregation and parish, I would like to welcome all those who are worshiping with us for the first time or doing so after a long while. After the service, you are invited to join us at our church hall for teas and coffees. Our call to worship this morning is from Psalm 50, the verses 1 to 6. The mighty one God, the Lord, speaks and summons the earth from the rising of the sun to the place where it sets. From Zion, perfect in beauty, God shines forth. Our God comes and will not be silent. A fire devours before him, and around him a tempest rages. He summons the heavens above and the earth that he may judge his people. Gather to me my consecrated ones who made a covenant with me by sacrifice. And the heavens proclaim his righteousness, for God himself is judge. Let us worship God. And our first hymn, Immortal, Invisible, God, Only Wise. It's hymn 132. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, as we gather before you, we approach your presence with reverence and humility. We acknowledge the weight of our sins and the need for your mercy and grace. In the light of the passages from Ezekiel 14 and Revelation 2, from which we will be reflecting, we recognize the importance of examining our hearts and confessing our shortcomings before you. The words of Scripture remind us of the righteousness and faithfulness of Noah, Daniel, and Job. In their examples, we see perseverance in the face of impending judgment and unwavering devotion to you. Lord, forgive us for the times we have faltered, lacking the endurance and steadfast faith displayed by these righteous individuals. May their stories inspire us to stand firm in our commitment to you. In the letter to the church in Smyrna, your word speaks of enduring persecution for the sake of faith. We confess, O Lord, that there are times when we have shied away from boldly proclaiming your name, fearing worldly opposition. Forgive us for moments of compromise and for not embracing the crown of life promised to those who endure. Grant us the courage to face persecution with unwavering faith, trusting in your eternal promises. Lord, we acknowledge that we often fall short of the standards set by your word. We confess our sins of doubt, fear, and compromise. May your mercy cleanse us and your grace empower us to walk in the footsteps of those who persevered in faith against all odds. In this moment, O Father, as we approach you in worship, we bring you our individual struggles and sins. Whether they be hidden doubts, moments of spiritual weakness, or compromises in our commitment to you, we lay them at your feet. Create in us clean hearts, O God, and renew a right spirit within us. And as we confess our sins, we also express gratitude for your boundless love and forgiveness. May the lessons from Ezekiel and Revelation guide us to a deeper understanding of your grace and a strengthened commitment to live faithfully in your light. We offer this prayer in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Redeemer and Savior, who taught us to pray, saying always, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our next hymn, All Things Bright and Beautiful, is hymn number 137. Thank you. Good morning, children. Good morning, children. Good morning. Are you all well? I will get one of you to come and light the second Advent candle. Yes, come. Have you done this before?
Yes.
You've done it before. So you want to do it the second time? Or is it the third?
Second
time. All right. I'll let you do it. Do you know how to use that?
Yeah.
Good. Good. Thank you so much. So many this morning. Where have you been? And some of you are wearing your nice Christmas jumpers. That looks really nice. Is someone going to offer one for me? Will you give yours to me? No. So how are you all doing this morning? Good? Are you enjoying the weather? Beautiful winter days. Is it too cold? Too hot? Neither hot nor cold? Good. This morning, I want to begin again by asking you a few questions. Now, let us begin by asking a very common question. Have you ever had a difficulty in your life or something really challenging or tough happening to you? Maybe at home, at school, or somewhere else. Can you remember any difficult thing that you've had? Anything you have struggled with? Something that worried you deeply, and maybe you needed to ask for help. Yes? A maths assessment in class. That's a good one. Not many people are good in mathematics. And that was really hard. So what did you do? You asked if you could get some help. Oh, Michaela, that is a very beautiful answer. So you had a difficulty with maths and you asked if you could get some help. Anyone? Any challenge that you faced? Something difficult? Yes? You were learning to do something. A free cartwheel without your hands. And that was quite difficult. Did you manage to get that done? Kind of. You're not very sure. And did you ask for help from your teacher? You did. Now, this morning, I'm going to talk to you about some stories from the Bible, specifically from the book of Ezekiel. I want to talk about three people in the Bible. You have Noah, you have Daniel, and you have Job. Have you heard of those names before? What do you know about these people? Anything you know about them? Yes?
Please.
There's a story about Daniel in the lion's den. Do we have a Daniel in the church? Yes, we have a Daniel in the church. And that Daniel is a very brave guy. I'm sure that he would have fought those lions if it was now. We've heard about Daniel in the lion's den. What have you heard again? Noah's Ark. What about Job? What about Job? Have you heard anything about Job in the Bible? Yes? They had to travel to Bethlehem. That's true. But not in this case, but that's true. Because people had to travel to Bethlehem to worship the newborn king, King Jesus. That's a very good answer. And we'll come to that when we celebrate Christmas. So all these three people had difficulties, and Job faced several problems in his life. He lost almost everything, his children and his wealth. But there is one thing about all these people. They never gave up on life. They never said, okay, this is how bad this world is. I will just bow out, or I'm not going to make any effort. I've lost hope and all that. No. They continued to trust that God was there for them, and whatever difficulty they had, they were going to overcome it. There is a good lesson here for all of us. All of us face challenges in life. It may be maths in school, that there is a very difficult problem you cannot solve. It may be other subjects. It may be relationships with your friends, even family, with your parents. All of us go through challenges. But the lesson is that we should not give up. We should always know that God is with us and that God loves us and that He gives us the strength to be able to go through these difficult moments. So we should put our trust in God, whatever the situation may be in our lives, and He will continue to help us. One of the other things that we learn from these people is that they were not alone or just with God. They also had support from their friends and possibly from their families. So we should be willing to help other people when they are in trouble. If we do these things, then we will truly continue to be God's children, living for Him, and our faith in Him will grow. Let us pray. God, our Heavenly Father, we thank You this morning again for our children and for the lesson about perseverance in faith. We thank You for their own individual situations and struggles, even as young as they are. Father, give us the strength to be able to face what difficulties we have. Help especially our children as they grow, that their faith in You will strengthen them, and they will be able, O Father, to live for You and to trust that You are in control of everything that goes on in their lives and even in the world. We ask this through Jesus Christ, Your Son, our Lord. Amen. Our next hymn is Comfort, Comfort Now, My People.
first reading this morning is taken from the book of Ezekiel, reading from chapter 14 and from verses 12 to 23. The word of the Lord came to me. Son of man, if a country sins against me by being unfaithful, and I stretch out my hand against it to cut off its food supply and send famine upon it and kill its men and their animals, even if these three men, Noah, Daniel, and Job, were in it, they could save only themselves by their righteousness, declares the sovereign Lord. Or if I send wild beasts through that country and they leave it childless and it becomes desolate, so that no one can pass through it because of the beasts, as surely as I live, declares the sovereign Lord, even if these three men were in it, they could not save their own sons or daughters. They alone would be saved, but the land would be desolate. Or if I bring a sword against that country and say, let the sword pass throughout the land, and I kill its men and their animals, as surely as I live, declares the sovereign Lord, even if these three men were in it, they could not save their own sons or daughters. They alone would be saved. Or if I send a plague into that land and pour out my wrath upon it through bloodshed, killing its men and their animals, as surely as I live, declares the sovereign Lord, even if Noah, Daniel, and Job were in it, they could save neither son nor daughter. They would save only themselves by their righteousness. For this is what the sovereign Lord says. How much worse will it be when I send against Jerusalem my four dreadful judgments? Sword and famine and wild beasts and plague to kill its men and their animals. Yet there will be some survivors, sons and daughters, who will be brought out of it. They will come to you, and when you see their conduct and their actions, you will be consoled regarding the disaster I have brought upon Jerusalem, every disaster I have brought upon it. You will be consoled when you see their conduct and their actions, for you will know that I have done nothing in it without cause, declares the sovereign Lord. And our New Testament reading is taken from the book of Revelation, Revelation chapter 2, reading from verse 8 to 11. To the angel of the church in Smyrna write, these are the words of him who was the first and the last, who died and came to life again. I know your afflictions and your poverty, yet you are rich. I know the slander of those who say they are Jews and are not, but are a synagogue of Satan. Do not be afraid of what you are about to suffer. I tell you, the devil will put some of you in prison to test you, and you will suffer persecution for 10 days. Be faithful, even to the point of death, and I will give you the crown of life. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. He who overcomes will not be hurt at all by the second death. Amen. And may God add his blessing to these readings of his holy word. Our next hymn is hymn 334, On Jordan's Bank, the Baptist Cry.
Thank you.
Let us pray. As we reflect from your word, grant us, O divine source, the fortitude to withstand the storms that may try to extinguish our inner flame. May your light shine brightly within us, dispelling the shadows of doubt and fear. Illuminate our minds with clarity, that we may see the purpose within each trial and tribulation. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. Brothers and sisters in Christ, good morning and welcome to our time for reflection. My theme is perseverance in faith amidst adversity. Perseverance in faith amidst adversity. There was once a remarkable Irish clergyman named John Munsell, a man whose spirit stood resilient against the challenges of his time. Unlike many who shy away from spiritual conflict, John Munsell faced it head on. His charismatic personality and quick wit made him a captivating speaker, holding his congregation spellbound. He had a vision for a more fervent and joyous expression of faith in his church, challenging the prevailing attitude of reservation. In his quest to inspire a deeper connection with the divine, Munsell penned the hymn, Fight the Good Fight. The first stanza sets the tone for a life dedicated to the pursuit of faith, especially in times of trouble or suffering. Let me quote it to you. Fight the good fight with all thy might. Christ is thy strength and Christ thy right. Lay hold on life and it shall be thy joy and crown eternally. Now, dear friends, as we reflect on the passages from Ezekiel 14 and Revelation 2, we can draw inspiration from John Munsell's unwavering commitment to spiritual perseverance. These scriptures teach us the invaluable lesson of trusting in God's sovereignty and promises, even when life presents us with trials and tribulations. I have 3 points for my sermon this morning, and I hope they will help us learn the lesson of perseverance. One, the examples of Noah, Daniel, and Job. Our first passage from Ezekiel speaks of the righteousness and faithfulness of these three individuals, Noah, Daniel, and Job. These righteous men are held up as examples of perseverance in the face of impending judgment on Jerusalem. Despite living in times of disobedience and sinfulness, they remained steadfast in their devotion to God. Noah preserved or persevered through the flood that destroyed all life on earth, faithfully obeying God's command to build an ark for his family and animals. Daniel endured captivity in Babylon and remained faithful to God amidst great pressure to compromise his beliefs. Job endured immense suffering, yet never wavered in his trust in God's goodness. Their stories remind us that even in times of darkness, we can find strength by emulating their unwavering faith. When challenges arise, let us hold fast to our convictions like Noah. Stand firm against temptation like Daniel, and trust in God's sovereignty like Job. My second point is enduring persecution. In the book of Revelation, we encounter a letter addressed to the church in Smyrna, a community facing intense persecution for their Christian faith. This passage urges them to persevere amidst tribulation, even unto death. They are promised the crown of life as a reward for their faithfulness. Like the Smyrnans, we may also face opposition and persecution in our lives. It could be mockery, discrimination, or even physical harm. In such moments, it is crucial to remember that our ultimate reward lies in God alone. Just as the Smyrnan Christians found comfort and hope in the promise of eternal life, so too can we find strength in knowing that our suffering on earth will not compare to the glory that awaits us. My third and final point is perseverance in our contemporary faith journeys. As we reflect on these passages, we must turn inward and examine our own faith journeys. How do we respond to challenges and adversity? Are there areas where perseverance is needed? I read about a young career lady called Emilia. She lived in a small town nestled between rolling hills and babbling brooks. On the surface, Emilia seemed to have it all. A successful career, a loving family, and numerous accomplishments that spoke of her hard work and dedication. However, beneath the facet of achievement, Emilia carried a burden that weighed heavily on her shoulders. In her view, life had not treated her kindly. Adversity seemed to follow her like a shadow, and each trial left its mark on her soul. As the years went by, she found herself standing at a crossroads, contemplating whether the journey was worth the seemingly insurmountable challenges she faced. One day, as she sat alone in her garden, feeling the weight of the world pressing down on her, Emilia took a moment to reflect on her life. She had forgotten that life was more than a series of accomplishments. It was a pilgrimage of learning and a voyage of discovery. In the midst of her contemplation, a gentle breeze rustled the leaves, carrying with it a sense of peace and reassurance. Emilia realized that she had lost sight of the incredible nature of life. Yes, there were gray areas, moments of struggle and uncertainty, but there were stepping stones shaping the incredible person she was becoming. With renewed determination, Emilia decided to embrace the wisdom of the journey. She remembered that God had destined each person uniquely, and there was no one-size-fits-all approach to success. She decided not to measure her worth by someone else's standards or achievements. Life was not about reaching a specific destination. It was about the lessons learned along the way. As Emilia navigated the challenges that life threw at her, she discovered that perseverance was the key to unlocking new energy and finding more reasons to be happy than to be sad. She learned to trust that God was taking care of the rest. My dear brothers and sisters, Emilia's story serves as a testament to the importance of perseverance. In the face of life's challenges, she could have compromised or given up, but instead, she chose to remain steadfast in her devotion to the journey. She found strength in prayer, sought support from her community, and relied on the guidance of a higher power. Dear friends, I don't know how you came to church this morning. I can only imagine the various areas in which life might be tough for you right now. Are you facing challenges that make life feel unbearable? And have you lost patience and perseverance? Let's talk about it. Are you troubled by the world situation, with wars in the Middle East, in Ukraine, and other parts of the world affecting you? Have you been fervently praying for something, only to see it collapse every time you think it's about to be answered? Maybe you are seeking a child or children, a job or a life partner, and it feels like these things are slipping away from you. Is it sickness holding on to your life despite your best efforts through medical treatment, spiritual commitments, prayer, and dedication? You might be questioning how much longer you can endure this and contemplating giving up on life because living with persistent ill health is challenging. Are you worried about what's going to happen in the future? Is it the unknown that scares you? Or are you afraid of what might come next? Maybe it's the fear of death and what happens afterward, or perhaps it's the concern for your child or children or grandchildren who have gone astray and seem thoughtless. Perhaps you are dealing with personal grief. The recent loss of a loved one, especially in tragic and unpredictable circumstances, has left you wondering how you will navigate life without this crucial part of your existence. You are asking yourself, where is God in all this? Is there any reward for my faith in a seemingly unfair world? These are tough questions. And it's okay to feel overwhelmed. But we need God's grace and the patience of faith to persevere as we face these storms of life. As Walter Elliot once commented, perseverance is not a long race. It is many short races, one after another. In a world that often contradicts our beliefs and values, can be tempting to compromise or give up altogether. But the example of Noah, Daniel, Job, and the Smyrnaean Christians serve as inspiration for us to remain steadfast in our devotion to God. By staying rooted in prayer and scripture study, seeking support from fellow believers, and relying on the Holy Spirit's guidance, we can find strength to endure. Let us trust in God's faithfulness and his promises of reward for those who persevere. May we continually seek God's guidance when faced with trials and tribulations. May his promises of reward motivate us to remain faithful until the end. And may his unwavering love sustain us as we walk the path of perseverance in our faith. God help us. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious Lord, we come before you acknowledging the challenges and trials that mark our faith journeys. Grant us the strength to persevere in the face of adversity, just as Noah, Daniel, Job, and the Smyrnaean Christians. In moments of weariness, infuse us with the endurance to press on, reminding us that through perseverance, character is refined and resilience is forged. May our spirits be unwavering, anchored in the belief that every step forward, no matter how small, brings us closer to the fulfillment of our purpose. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our next team, 547. What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Let us pray. Let us dedicate the offerings and ourselves, and let us intercede. Heavenly Father, as we come to you, we come with hearts filled with gratitude for your abundant grace and the wisdom found in the passages from Ezekiel and Revelation. These scriptures remind us of the righteousness and faithfulness of Noah, Daniel, and Job. May our dedication be as unwavering as theirs, and may our offerings reflect the sincerity of our devotion to you. Just as they held fast to their faith in times of trial, help us to remain steadfast in our commitment to honor and serve you with our lives and resources. We dedicate our time, talents, and treasures to you, O Lord, recognizing that all we have is yours. May our offerings be used for the advancement of your kingdom, the support of your people, and the proclamation of your gospel. As we sow into your kingdom, we trust that you will multiply our offerings for the fulfillment of your purposes. May our dedication today bring glory to your name and contribute to the flourishing of your work on earth. We intercede on behalf of the sick among us. In Ezekiel, we are reminded of your sovereignty and the importance of perseverance in faith. We pray for healing and comfort for those battling illness. May your restoring hand be upon them, bringing physical and spiritual wholeness. Grant strength to the weary, courage to the fearful, and hope to those in pain. Lord, we lift up those who are gripped by fear. In a world filled with uncertainties, may your perfect love cast out all fear. Comfort those who are anxious and instill in them a deep sense of trust in your providence. Help them find solace in the knowledge that you are in control and your plans for their lives are good. We intercede for the sad, the burdened hearts who carry the weight of sorrow. Bring your peace that surpasses all understanding to those in distress. May they feel your comforting presence and find joy in the midst of their sorrow. Pour out your compassion on them, O Lord. For those who have lost hope, we pray for a renewal of faith. In the challenges of life, remind them that you are the source of true hope and that your promises are steadfast. Rekindle the flame of hope in their hearts so they may see your light shining even in the darkest moments. Lord, we remember those who have recently passed on to glory. May your eternal light shine upon them, and may they find rest in your presence. Comfort their grieving loved ones with the assurance of your promises, and surround them with your love during this time of loss. We offer these intercessions with faith and trust in your unfailing love. May your grace abound in the lives of those we lift before you, and may your mercy be their constant companion. All this we ask through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen. If you are able, please stand and let us together affirm our faith with the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. A final hymn, 281, People Look East, the Time is Near. Go in peace and serve the Lord. The Lord bless you and watch over you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May God, who knows the thoughts and desires of every heart, guide and strengthen and fill you with all spiritual blessings and grace, that you may daily rejoice and be ready to give an account of your faith in the world.